Why do you suppose there is this dearth in the middle in the Christian tradition where just somehow he totally falls off the radar there for a while?
Well, that's a really great question, Ian. You know, it's sort of like the UFO question. People say, why does the government not let us know about UFOs? Well, when you start asking the questions, you continue to go down a rabbit hole and find yourself in a completely different territory. So, you know, where we can compare that in ufology of just the learning about multidimensional realities and all of that, when we begin to ask those questions with Christianity, where was Jesus? Where, you know, who trained him? Was he trained? Where did he go, really, between the time he was born, where we have the beautiful nativity story, which, of course, is featured at this time of year. I actually got to watch the movie The Nativity tonight, which was great. And we have the incident when he's 12 years old in the temple. And the next time we hear anything, he's just getting his initiation or his ordination or his baptism from John. And then,
right,
you know, disappears in between. So in this really amazing book that I've spent the last 3 years in, what I lovingly call the Jesus Cave writing, you know, what I discovered through the research is that Jesus traveled around the world as a master initiate from his time of going to Egypt, which we know was chronicled in the Bible as a child, you know, as a baby. Joseph and Mary fled into Egypt. They were there till he was about 7 years old. Then we have him disappearing for about a year until he begins to study with the Essenes at age 8. We do have some accounts of him in England at that time.
Well, and I want to back up for a second, because where do you have, and I'll be asking for this because I know people will want to know it and how we can know it. You say studying with the Essenes at age 8. There's a lot of sort of mainstream Christian scholarship that was really hot on the idea of Jesus having been with the Essenes, which was a particular sect amongst in Judaism, and it was an aesthetic group that he would have been with, that some people thought is really reflective in what he did and what he said. But that's kind of fallen out of favor in the last couple of years, that Essenian belief that that's where Jesus was. How do you peg it at age 8? We know that Jesus was with the Essenes.
Well, I know you probably just got the book in your hands this week, because, you know, and you haven't had a chance to read it. But in the book, this is laid out so profoundly and so clearly. You know, I have over 1,200 footnotes in the back and 100-page appendix, really bringing these documents and these many, many accounts that I've spent years pulling together to be able to say, you know, at this age, this is where he was, and this is why we know, and these are the documents that are linked to it. Okay? So, you know, I can...
Well, okay, but I guess what I'm asking, I hope that's not an out-of-bounds question to say, who is it that says he was with the Essenes at age 8? Because I've read about the first 150 pages or so if I've missed something, help me out there. But even if I read it, it's important for other people that haven't read the book. How do we know he was with the Essenes at age 8, in that we kind of get into that mystery years, kind of happens, as you said, after age 12 or 13, where he totally falls off the radar. So why do we think he was with them at age 8?
Well, I can just tell you two or three different accounts that refer to it. But again, as I'm saying, the book is pretty solid. Are you familiar with the work of Dolores Cannon?
I saw you make reference to her in the book, correct?
Dolores Cannon is a hypnotherapist who has been, you know, taking people back in a very deep form of sonobolistic regression, where they come back, they don't even necessarily remember what happened because it was that deep in trance. And over the course of many years, she and then two other hypnotherapists in England, Stuart Wilson and there's another one, have discovered people who have appeared on their in their offices, they've hypnotized and taken back through time, who have been Essenes at the time that Jesus was born, some of them older than him, some of them younger than him, some of them around the same age as him, who reported his presence. And one of them was a man named Sudi, who was a teacher of the law in Qumran, who taught Jesus and John together for some years. And he actually says, you know, that he came to us when he was about 8 years old, and he studied with us till he was about 13.
Okay. So that was from the regression of the hypnotherapist who had somebody who said that, that was what, in their past life, they were a teacher of Jesus?
Yes, and not just one person. They're actually... are completely independent accounts of completely different people who don't necessarily even know each other, with different hypnotherapists on two different continents, discovering, well, three hypnotherapists, discovering the same information. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. So, but traditionally, that wasn't the belief. I mean, according to the Christian tradition, he's with his family, and so until at that age that you mentioned, 12 or 13, when he then is gone. And nobody seems to know why, because there's some people in the Gnostic tradition and in the belief in the Templar beliefs. Jesus is associated with travel then, starting at that age, because Joseph is no longer mentioned. And so there's a belief that he may have been, you know, taken under the wing of his uncle, Joseph of Arimathea. And
I think you're right about that, Ian. Joseph of Arimathea was there from the beginning, but absolutely at that point. And he went to the Druid lands. He went to England at the age of 15.
All right, there's been that discussion that he would have followed the trade routes both to the west and to the east, and that might account for where he was kind of picking up stuff and also spreading stuff. What does your research say about his trip to England? What did he do, and what happened while he was with his uncle?
Well, he was in England three different times. We have him there at age 7, where we have a historical account of him going with Joseph of Arimathea, his uncle, and with Mary, his mother, and they say he wintered there. He traveled by ship, and he wintered there. So we don't know if he was there 3 months, 6 months, you know, but we know it was over a period of some months, and then coming back. Then we have him back in the Celtic lands, studying with the Druids, someplace around 14, definitely there by 15. And what's interesting when you start looking at the name places throughout Britain, because Jesus called himself Issa, which he didn't call himself Jesus. That's a Greek rendition of Joshua and or Yeshua. But Issa is what he called himself, which is a very, very interesting name because it means firstborn, and it's connected with Brahma, the creator energy. One of the ancient names for Brahma was Issa Ra Anima Heditu, which actually translates literally Issa, first or firstborn, Issa Ra, firstborn light, anima, that animates. Heditu is very close to Hedu, and Hedu is an ancient name for truth. It's Hedu was the name of Horus, so it stood for righteousness or truth or balance. So this is a name that Jesus used through all of his travels. So when you get to England, there are many, many place names called, you know, Issa's Bed, Issa's Rock, Issa's Chapel, Issa's Island. There's even the Isle of Issa up in Scotland.